AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. House Republicans continue their debate about who should run for House Speaker. Congressman Jason Chaffetz says he would drop his bid if Paul Ryan agrees to take the position.
I think he checks every box. He's got the great experience. He's a visionary. He understands the institution. He's a great spokesperson. And one of the things I think people love about him is that he puts his family first.
He was on ABC's This Week. South Carolina lawmaker Mick Mulvaney told CBS's Face the Nation Congressman Dan Webster is one possibility for Speaker.
We're supporting Dan Webster right now as a House Freedom Caucus because Dan was able to convince us that if he were the Speaker, the House would be run differently, that members would have a chance to participate in the process. We don't have that now. The committees would have a chance to do work. They don't have that opportunity now.
A survey finds gas prices are mostly steady at the pump. Analyst Trilby Lundberg tracks prices nationwide.
They shed just half a penny in the past 2 weeks, and the average is $2.34. This after we had a price crash of 52 cents per gallon over 17 weeks.
In the lower 48 states, she found the highest average price of regular gasoline was $2.96 a gallon in Los Angeles. The lowest was $1.92 a gallon in Charleston, South Carolina. Southwest Airlines has been asking travelers to arrive at least 2 hours before their scheduled departures, as technical issues are forcing the airline to check in some customers manually. At Los Angeles International Airport earlier in the day, several dozen people crowded the Southwest terminal waiting to be issued handwritten tickets. The Dallas-based company said this afternoon that about 450 of the 3,600 flights scheduled for the day had been delayed so far. This is AP Radio News. There's some shuffling near the top of the AP college football poll.
Ohio State stays number one, but its lead continues to dwindle. After starting the season a unanimous top pick, the Buckeyes now only have 27 first-place votes after they struggled for a half in the win over Maryland. That puts Ohio State just 21 points up on Baylor, which moved up to number two, its highest ranking ever. TCU fell a spot to three, just 4 points ahead of Utah. Clemson rounds out the top five. Then in order, it's LSU, Michigan State, Florida, Texas A&M, and Alabama. I'm Jim Militello.
The estate of Jimi Hendrix is suing a Tucson, Arizona man for a guitar once owned by the legendary guitar player. The Arizona Daily Star says the estate says the man is not the rightful owner of the Black Widow acoustic guitar, which is valued at $750,000 at least. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.